1. Hey everybody, how's it going? You're listening to Reptiles with Yoshi
and Alex.
Alrighty, if you're listening and want to watch, you can check us out on YouTube, HSR Exotics, and if you're watching and want to listen, we're on pretty much every streaming platform. Alex, how are you doing today?
I am doing well. As you can see, I am nowhere that I have ever been before. This is my room.
Yes, that is true.
And I am on my bed right now.
Nice. On his room, on his bed.
And if you hear whining, I swear I am not an animal abuser. That's my dog. She whines because I have other animals in my room. And sometimes she just gets annoyed that she can't play with them, I guess.
Oh, wow. Now I heard it. Now I heard her.
Yeah.
That's funny. But yeah, man. Cool, cool, cool beans. How's the week going so far?
Slow.
Yeah.
Slow. I mean, slow but fast because tomorrow's already Wednesday, but it feels like today's Monday.
Yeah, I feel that. For me, yesterday was kind of slow, but today was like nonstop. Nonstop. Mucho trabajo.
Yeah, man.
Mucho trabajo.
I feel that.
Yeah. So you went over there to the snake. Now we could call it the snake house.
Okay. So a few things. I made a promise last week. I don't break promises.
Okay.
But I made a promise that this week we were going to do the
big reveal.
The reveal of the clutch we were waiting for to see if the snake proved out and all that jazz. But there's a couple issues. One is like today we were just really behind on schedule and stuff, but we want to get something out there because we didn't get to record this weekend. Josh came down, was moving some stuff, and
yeah,
everything was really busy, so we didn't have the opportunity to do that. So I'm obviously not in the snake room, so I can't just bring the snakes out.
Yeah,
I will promise that this time I won't break it because I don't break promises. This is just that next podcast, I will show the animals.
Yeah, we'll talk about it today. Next podcast, we'll show them. They probably even.
But I will say, I was going to say that Josh wasn't going to know the clutch until the podcast, and it was going to be a reveal on the podcast.
I was going to be,
but
yes,
someone's girlfriend ruined it. And
fire.
I can say, ooh. All I'll say is one of us has a girlfriend and one of us has a wife. So
ooh.
It was one and not the other.
Ooh. One of them will never be a wife now.
Yeah, she was super excited. Ooh. So I'm just going to say, go ahead and say what it was. So the pairing was a albino possible head pied that we had mentioned one time came from Aussie Bolds.
Yeah.
But we were like, either it was a typo and it was supposed to obviously say Aussie Boyds, because we know who Aussie Boyds is.
Yeah.
Or the guy was trying to pull one over on us. That's when we first like started. And, you know,
the guy was trying to pull it out on us.
Exactly. So it was either one or the other. And for us, it was like, whatever. If it's not, then we'll get some albino head pies 100% this time, whatever.
Yeah.
But we got two little albino pieds out of there. So
look, yeah,
that's the only reason I'm saying is because Josh already got it ruined.
Yeah. So this is the whole situation. All right. So obviously we know that. Sorry, let me actually check something. Oh my God. Okay. Sorry. So yeah, we know that we got the male many years ago. It was like our first breeding season, albino head pied, but you know, there's the whole Aussie Bolds thing. We were like, fuck, is this like for realsies or for fakesies? But we managed to produce some albinos. We ended up keeping those females. We marked them as possible head pied because as far as we knew, they came from a head pied pairing. So now this is our first year breeding our own babies this past season. And we bred it, the albino possible pied female to a albino pied that we actually bought, you know, so we have a double visual recessive and, you know, just fingers crossed, hoping that one of them at least turns out 100% head pied. And it did, because we produced two albino pieds.
Yeah. It's kind of cool. Like the luck, like we didn't all those factors that we didn't even know if it was going to be. I had pie for sure because we were kind of sketched out, but whatever. All those factors. And then on top of that, the fact that he was 100% hep pied means the babies wouldn't all be hep pied. So not only those factors, but the fact that she was just a possible het and proved out, you know.
Like, and so what we're going to do next week when we reveal them, we're going to bring David on the podcast.
I'll put them on and I'll show them.
Yeah. And we're going to bring David on and you can tell David to go fuck himself. You can send him the fuck and you could.
Do I really have to tell him that though?
Yeah.
Isn't he already doing so?
Yeah. Yeah, no, but yeah. So we're excited about that. We have some albino pieds and some visual albinos, 100% head for pied. We might keep all the females. We might not. We will be holding on to the females until another pairing that we have, that the same male albino het albino pied that was bred to a cinnamon het albino. And if we produce female cinnamon albinos 100% het for pied, then those we will be keeping, and we will obviously be then,
because we already have our normal albino het pied now,
exactly,
that's proven, so might as well sell the babies that we have there. Take some of those if we get lucky on the odds and everything.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So, yeah, that's exciting. We're in this zone of, like, maybe not that we're not going to grow the collection, but instead of growing, now we're cycle of, you know, rinse and repeat. Just recycle things. That's what I was looking for. Reuse, recycle. Like, rinse and repeat. That's rinse the one.
Not reduce, because we're not reducing.
No, we're not reducing.
We're just going to reuse and recycle.
What's the opposite of reduce?
I think you should just not say that because it sounds wrong. Reduce and recycle?
Reuse and recycle.
Reuse and recycle? That's still, we're talking about animals. That sounds kind of off. I'm going to reuse and recycle you. That's kind of off.
Yes. But yeah, no, so that's exciting. And then you had a clusterfuck of
I was definitely not telling you.
So then we had a cluster. Well, you had a clusterfuck out of the incubator today. You had four fucking clutches that are either pipped or completely out.
I showed up and I was like, oh, I know that the babies from a couple of days ago should be out of the egg. I'm gonna take them out, set them up, and everything. And I get there and I'm like, the three other clutches, where the hell did they come out of? I was expecting them to come out soon. I think they came out a couple of days earlier than their earliest projection. So, I mean, but they all look pretty nice and big, healthy. They were pipping out there.
Scotty Pippen.
Let me tell you something. That clown clutch, assholes. Every clutch that comes out of that mother comes out so mean.
Which one?
The banana head clown.
Ah, female. Okay. Got you.
Dude, you've noticed, like, all the babies that come out of her are...
same attitude as her.
Dude, I was setting up the waters because I just separated them. They had just done their first shed. I separated them and I put them in their own thing with the water and everything. And I was putting the water bowls. One of the clowns was just like... like, nonstop.
Fuck that. Jesus Christ. They were trying to eat at you. Yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. I mean, I'm excited. You had four clutches. Let me try to remember.
There is a special guest appearance.
Oh, look at her.
Roxy, get down.
She's like, I want to speak into the fucking microphone. Is that my TO? Is that my TO over there? But yeah, no. So just off the top of my head, it was the clown bred to genetic stripe. It was scaleless head to crystal and a scaleless head to albino. Am I missing something else? It was four. Oh, and then it was Mojave cream to Leo Lesser.
That one. I will tell you, they were some of them were still in the egg. And you know that sometimes like they're when they're in the egg, they're still like around and their head usually is like in the middle unless they've come out and everything.
Yeah.
I did not see a lot of skeletons. That's all I'm gonna say. It did not look very well. I will say that we got, I think we got some specials because they're very nice and orange, different.
Yeah. Well, they weren't Mojaves, that they were specials, because that's how that works.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, as long as we got,
but there was two Mojaves for sure. There was two Mojaves.
So, I mean, I'm hoping for at least one.
And I will say that the one out of all the scaleless head babies, I only saw one that didn't have scales. I'm not saying that that's all that's there. I'm just saying that's what I saw when I was cutting the eggs.
Yeah.
And it was a normal.
I don't even know what to say. I'm so disappointed. I guess that's the name of the game. But do you remember what number that one was?
What clutch number?
Yeah, the last one.
23, I believe.
23.
We have 24, 25, 26, 27, and 28.
Okay.
In the incubator right now.
And then we're waiting on at least two more, right?
Let's make it even. Make it even.
Yeah, at least two more. Any more than that, then I won't. If we go over 30, I don't even care about the even number. Yeah. Oh, for people that don't know, Alex and I have a thing about even numbers.
Yeah, if we get 31 clutches and we don't get the 32nd, we're just going to have to throw out one of the clutches just completely.
Yeah, it's 32. And it sucks because, I mean, if we get a 33, what do we do then?
Throw out one to get to 32. There you go.
There you go.
But well, yeah, technically, I lied.
What?
I was going to say one of our clutches went bad, but it wasn't. It was two.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah. Fuck. It had to be an even number, didn't it? Can't win. Oh, man. But yeah, dude. Good, good, good. We're down to the last few clutches. The pied female hasn't gone, has she?
The big one, the one that we first got,
she was mad developing. I bet you
she looks
her follicles.
She looks good. She looks like she may. She's like there. She just doesn't know. She looks kind of plump. I was looking at her.
She just doesn't know it.
Yeah, I don't know. She just doesn't know what she wants to do.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, I'm waiting for that one. I'm trying to think of the candy also. That bitch needs to like toss those bitches out.
Yeah, she looks like she'll go. The head albino looks like she'll go, but if she goes, it's gonna be like a month from now because she's in shed right now. She's been curled up, kind of rotating, kind of.
Yeah.
So hopefully this is her prelay shed, and that's a clutch that we get out of that.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. And then I'm really looking forward for next year for the Ultramel stuff and the puzzle stuff. Oh,
and the what?
And the puzzle stuff.
And sorry, I didn't catch that because I am on not good technology.
You're on X Games mode. Ultramel stuff, puzzle stuff, and Desert Ghost stuff. All of that stuff should be starting next year.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, because we have all those Desert Ghost stuff that's just sitting there ready to get going.
To get it going, yeah. But yeah, I was going to ask you if you want to get into Species of the Week, but I just
all right, so about that.
Uh-huh.
We've had a very busy weekend.
He doesn't have it.
And I don't have it, but...
But?
I don't know if we have any Funko fans. I can show my Funkos, I guess.
Yeah, we could do that. We're just gonna wing it. We could wing
Funko
it.
Of the week.
Funko of the week. I'm fine with that. Bring out a couple. I will say,
and I'll show one of my animals too.
Well, okay. Whoa, relax, bro. Relax. Wait, why don't we do that for Species of the Week, my guy?
We could do that.
We could do both. We'll show the Funko. Yeah. Fuck it. And the animal. Problem solver. Yeah, but anywho, I did want to say something.
Something.
Oh my god. Yes, I did. So
wait, are you laying in bed too?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not laying, but I'm very uncomfortably sitting. I didn't realize how bad how weak my hamstrings were. And yeah, I need to exercise and stretch and stuff because fuck, like I can't even get a good like sitting position.
You need to exercise and stretch and fuck?
Extra stride, dredge and frick.
And fuck.
There and frick. But anywho, so I know that, I mean, obviously we've been nonstop talking about our collection of ball pythons and this podcast is not really only supposed to be that kind of stuff. But obviously I was supposed to be living in a motherfucking house right now. Well, I'm living in a house, but I'm supposed to be living in my own fucking house. We're supposed to redo the you know, have like a whole fucking studio. But then the fucking asshole sellers of that house decided to say, fuck you to me. So I give it 3 more weeks, 3 more episodes before we leave this current house that we're at, which is at my sister's house, to my sister's other house. But when we go over there, you know, I'll see what we can do about bringing in another guest or something like that, and bringing in some more people talking about some different stuff. Just 3 more weeks of dealing with just us two trying to figure this whole mess out and all that shit. I mean, I'm not disliking the podcast that we're doing or anything like that, but I, you know, there's also other things that we want to do. There's a whole other segment or two of the show that I want to do, but I definitely don't want to do them until I have the house and there is a setup so we can get back to reality. Oh, there goes gravity.
Just cancel the rest of the show. That's it. It's done.
That was it. The show. All right. You want to do your species or you want to do Funko?
Yeah, I guess. I am going to say, I'm in my room. My room is a little bit of a mess. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover the camera.
That's fine.
And then get to where I'm going.
That's fine. I'm going to sing a ballad. Go for it.
So. Oh, there goes camera.
Oh.
All right. So.
With arms wide open.
Did you really just do that? Did you really just do that?
Welcome to.
Okay, so this is the first one.
This is all. Oh, look at her go. That's the season of the week. Roxanne.
This is Roxanne. She is my dog.
Okay. Oh, nice shirt, man.
You're welcome. Let's see how I do this. So, you guys are going to see my nerd corner right now as I try to show you the other species. Oh, shit, I almost fell.
Nice.
As I show you the other species of the week,
Speakskies.
Which we've done before, but you haven't seen mine. So, this is my nerd corner.
Hell yeah.
And then these are my Funkos.
Ooh, fun.
And then, hold up 1 second. Put the microphone down.
I'm fucking tiny. Yes, his guitar is huge on me. Are you there? Did I lose you? Oh, hell yeah. Look at him go. Hell yeah. I don't think he knows that I can't hear him. Look at him. Well, he's holding a Diamondback Terrapin. This episode is extremely visual. So you gotta be watching on the YouTube. Look at that turtle go. Hell the fuck yeah. Hell the fuck yeah, turtles. Let's see if he knows that we can't hear him. Ooh. Adobe just popped up on my computer. What do you want, Adobe? Back the fuck up, my guy. But yeah, guys, we're here recording this motherfucking podcast, doing this motherfucking thing. Let's see what he says now. Do we get him back? Do we get him back? Under the sun.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you now.
Yeah, it's because I guess the mic kind of disconnected while I was doing all that.
Yeah, so were you talking the whole time?
No, I wasn't.
Okay. All right. So
mind
yeah,
you, we have talked about hygiene and all that before. My hand that I touched the turtle with is here. I have not touched anything with it.
He's touching his penis right now. Penis.
Didn't hear a no.
No. All right. So, yeah. So, okay. Species of the week. We can highlight a little bit of the diamondback terrapin. That's what he showed in the picture. Well, not in the picture, in the video. So, diamondback terrapins. Okay. Protected species. I'm pretty sure.
I think we've talked about them before. That was, I mean,
we've spoken about them, but not a species of the week.
I think we did. I think because we were talking about how cool they were and all that stuff.
Did we really?
I don't know.
No,
just
bro.
Go on, bro. Go on. All
right.
Nobody's listening to us anyways.
Stupid. We have to write down every single species, okay, on a whiteboard, every single one in the world, and just start crossing them off. That's it. That's the one.
You're going to need a whole room full of whiteboard. What are you talking about?
Let's do it. Yeah, that's the one. Well, actually, funny enough, the shop that I work at, a lot of the walls are like whiteboards, so they just like write on the walls and shit.
I'm not gonna lie, we've said it a bunch of times. We need to just do that, like,
yeah,
just random whiteboards everywhere. Because
do they sell that kind of stuff? I mean, obviously they did it, but do they sell that shit at like Home Depot?
But you know what we should do?
What
if and when we get like the reptile room set up?
Uh-huh.
Paint one of the walls.
It's not an if, my guy. It's a when. Don't give me that if shit. I don't need that energy right now.
Squat up with Sam forever. No, but if you paint one of the walls with the chalk paint and then you can just chalk, that would be kind of cool.
Chalk these nuts. Got him. All right, anywho, diamondback terrapins. All right. They're actually one of my favorite fucking turtles. They are, in my opinion, probably the turtle with the most personality. They are, if I'm not mistaken, protected all around the United States. I think that they are a threatened species. Actually, why don't I just fucking pull it up, idiot? There are different subspecies. Diamondback terrapin. These live in brackish water. What is brackish water? Brackish water is the water that meets between.
They live in.
Goodbye, everybody. So brackish water is the water that the water that meets between the salt and the fresh water. You have your brackish water. They live in the marshes, right? So, for example, if you're in Florida or have ever driven from Miami to the Florida Keys, you're gonna drive through a road that is like has like a blue like a not a wall. What are they? A blue barricade down
you're
along.
Talking about the, I think it's called Overseas Highway.
Is that what it's called?
I don't know. I might be mistaken. But I think so.
But okay, so that one, when you're driving, you're going to look to your left. You're going to look to, well, that was not my left. That was my right. You're going to look to your left. You're going to look to the right. And you're going to see a whole bunch of marshes.
Hey, you didn't do the L thing.
Yeah, I don't know my left from rights. So that. and yeah, so yes, they live in that kind of area, in those marshes. Let's see. Well, they're pretty.
Yeah, that's what it's called, by the way.
What, the Overseas Highway?
It's US 1 turns into the Overseas Highway.
Yes, and the scientific name is pronounced this, hopefully we're correct, Malaclemmie's terrapin. Now, yeah, we said where you can find some diamondback terrapins, but that does not mean to go fucking hunting these fucking terrapins, leave them the fuck alone. But something you do see, which is our own fault as humans, is that they will cross the road there and get run over when they're trying to lay their motherfucking eggs. Not cool, man. Watch out for these fucking turtles. Be a nice guy. But anywho, yeah, let these fucking turtles lay their damn eggs. But yeah, so brackish water in captivity, a lot of people like to give them options. A lot of people like to give them the option between fresh and salt water. Some people do like a two-tank situation or two-pond situation where one will be salt and one will be fresh, so they can have both. But let's be honest, a lot of these animals are captive bred because they are protected, so you can keep them in fresh water. And if you don't want to keep them in fresh water, guess what you can do? You can go to the store and you can buy some salt. Yes, regular ass fucking salt, and put some in the tank. You heard me right. You can put that in your turtle tank, just regular ass salt. Obviously, you don't want to overdo it, but it helps keep the turtles clean. Why do they need to be clean? Because they are prone to fungus, little fungus, well, fungus that they'll get on their skin, and it just eats away at their skin. So you don't want to get it too bad. So if you see like any like fuzzy or white spots on your diamondback terrapin, and other turtles can get it too. They get it from either being in the water too much, not being able to bask correctly, etc. Not being able to dry off. They can get the fungus. So what, you know, me that I've kept diamondback terrapins, I do like to throw a little bit of salt in the tanks. As a matter of fact, I put a little bit of salt in probably all my turtle tanks. Not a lot, very little bit, just to clean, just in case. And it's, you know, it's not like I'm putting it every fucking time, but, you know, when I do a water change, just a little bit of salt. I watch them, make sure they're okay, and then fill it up. But like I said, they do get a fungal thing. So, you know, adding some more salt to the water can kill the fungus, etc. Some people brush the fungus. I try, you know, I don't think that that's like a good thing to try. Too much, because you could actually be really rough with it, and then you're just ripping the fucking skin of the turtle. But anywho, yeah, that's the diamondback terrapin. They're, in my opinion, probably the pet turtle that has, well, the turtle that has probably the best personality. It's hard to come by them for the most part, because, like I said, they're protected. You say, I think there's even some states that you can't have them. But here in Florida, you can only have two in your possession. So if you have a male and a female and they breed, technically you're supposed to destroy those weibos.
Breaking the law.
Pow, pow. Yeah, you got to destroy the eggs. And they're actually being eyed to be put in the same category as our iguanas, tegus, Burmese, reticulated pythons, etc. They're trying to fucking prohibit us from fucking keeping those fucking turtles. And they are
a beautiful. It sucks because they're cool. They're awesome. You know,
yeah. But, and we definitely have said in a podcast, sorry for interrupting you, that's why Marco and I are working on hybrids with the map turtles, because we think that they make really good fucking pets. They don't get huge like a female red-eared slider for the most part, or a peninsula cooter, red-belly cooter. And they're, you know, they are a pond turtle because they get, you know, 6+ inches, but still they're beautiful. They make great pets. You know, and it's just a shame that responsible keepers cannot keep the animals. You were saying?
No, I was just saying that it's a shame because they're so cool. You know, and I get it because like they're endangered or they're on the fence of being.
They're on their
nose. So they're protected is the word I was trying to come out with. So I get that point, because you don't want random people being like, "Oh, this is a nice turtle," grabbing it from the wild, and.
Of course.
You know, you don't want that to happen. But yeah, it's a shame because honestly, I've never been a fan of turtles. And literally that's the one turtle that like I fell in love with, and they're super cool.
Yeah. Yeah, I love turtles. I like turtles. But yeah, no, man, it really is a shame. There are different kinds. You can get ornates. They have more colors and stuff like that. They have their concentrics, white concentric, blue concentric. So they come in a variety, but, and then also localities and stuff like that. Or, but yeah, it's just, if you can have them, and if you want a turtle and you don't want your common red-eared slider, yellow belly slider, stuff like that, I would say that, you know, even if you want something similar to a map turtle, but you don't want a map turtle, you're right there. Diamondback terrapin.
Yeah, who wants a turtle on a map?
Fuck! But yeah, diamondback terrapins, I definitely recommend them. They make great fucking pets. I used to have, the first one that I had was, his name was Gary. When I first got into reptiles, they were definitely a dream species of mine. And at a Repticon, there was the name of the guy, his name is Steven. But his company is Naughty Last Critters, and he had one on at his table, and I was like, I just like hovered over the table, and I was like, oh my god, like that's a turtle that I've been like thinking about in my head for so long. And he knew he was gonna make a sale, fucking guy. So I literally just put, I didn't even ask. You shouldn't do this, guys. But I just literally put my hand in the water and Gary just climbed onto me. He climbed onto me and I was like, how much is
this? You're the reason why he has it all covered now.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, he has them all covered. But yeah, so I bought him. And I mean, every other year since then, every time I see him, he asks me, I mean, whenever I would go to a show, like he would ask me how the turtle is. But I had Gary for many years. Unfortunately, he did pass because he fucked too much. He fucking prolapsed the shit out of his peen. And I took him to the vet. I thought they would fix him up. I think that they made it worse, unfortunately. So we did lose Gary, but I swore that I will get this tattoo. So I'm gonna get a tattoo of a Diamondback terrapin, and then it's gonna say "fuck it to the bucket, balls deep, my guy." That was
species. What did you say?
Fuck it to the bucket. Hell yeah!
That's gonna be your face tattoo right on your forehead.
Yeah, fuck it to the bucket, and then just a terrapin right here. Yeah, but yeah, that was species of the week. I just went rambling about turtles. I like turtles. Yeah, man. Is there anything you want to cover before we get?
Well, actually, so okay. I went to the Inter Miami, the Miami MLS team, soccer. And something really cool that I saw when I was in the parking lot. There was like a fenced area, and it's weird because they never done that. I'm a season ticket holder because I'm just cool, you know. So they had they had a fencing, a square fencing with like a post, and I was like, "What the hell's going on?" And when I look, it was this. Let's see if it could come out a little bit in the camera.
No, I don't see come out shit. At all. What is that? Protected bird sight. What?
It's a burrowing.
Oh,
owl.
The owl. Yeah.
So I got this picture. The thing is super cool. Let me see if I can show the other guy. There was three of them. Let's see if, because that one came out pretty good in the camera. I don't know about that.
Wait, was that an actual picture of the owl?
Yeah.
Oh, I took the shit. Picture. Oh, fuck.
There's like two there.
Yeah.
And then there was one little guy where you go. They're so cool.
What's the
you
name?
You can see with like the.
Yes.
You see like yes, the burrow? The burrow. Like,
yeah. So,
dude, it's so cool. Yeah, and then like this. But something that I just noticed, I was reading the sign right now while you were talking. Burrowing owl nesting area. Molesting owls or their nest is a crime.
Who the fuck is sticking their dick in the nest?
Because
in the burrow.
By definition, it's not just what you think off the bat. Yeah. But when I read it, I was like, what?
Who the fuck is sticking their dick in this burrow, dude? the owl's like, is that a worm? Oh, no. All right, sorry. But okay. So what's the airport? The private airport by my dad's house, that time Miami airport?
The one on 120th?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there, we had to deliver a piece of equipment that my dad fixed for an uncle of mine that was working in there. And when we took it, he took us to the like where the planes go and stuff like that. Or better put, because it's like a private place, so a lot of they're like smaller planes. I guess the ones that were broken that they left there, and there I saw those owls.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. It was random. Walking to the stadium from the parking lot, and I just thought it was cool.
Yeah. For people that don't know, I love birds of prey. I really want to get into falconry. And then like on the way from Miami back to Orlando this past weekend, I must have counted like 20 osprey. They were fucking everywhere. I was like geeking out. I was like, oh my fucking god, daddy. All right. But yeah,
that is all for me. That's the last cool thing I thought.
Yeah. That I saw. Before we get on out of here, like I said, again, I know we've just been rambling the past few weeks. We're trying to keep it together. No, just a lot going on. There's so much fucking going on. Even me and Andrea are like, you know, that we've had a hard time settling, but it's like we just haven't adjusted yet. It's almost like we're still like if we're in vacation mode because it's where we come on vacation. But also, like, it's just nonstop, looking at houses. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, bro, once you get used to your routine there, then you're going to move into the other place, and then you're going to move into your own place. So,
yeah, it's going to be tough. But we have new segments coming soon. We have new topics coming soon. We're not only going to be talking about our collection of ball pythons. Something I will say, look at our, start paying attention to our morph market and our website, hsrexotics.com, because we will be posting animals for sale soon. We have more blue-eyed Lucy's that hatched, so we will be putting reserves again. But yeah, so I guess that's that. Follow us Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, Facebook, HSR Exotics. On Instagram and TikTok, it's HSR_exotics. But if you search HSR Exotics, we're on there. All righty, Alex, are you good?
I'm good. Mama La Uchiha.
Mama La Uchiha. All right.
If there are any Naruto fans, it's Madara. That's why.
Madara. Just make fun of you. Yeah, my our friend Marco, he's been on the podcast, says Mamela Uchiha. But all right, guys, this was the Reptiles With podcast by HSR Exotics.